Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Wednesday, all the 28th week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Our psalm for today is Psalm 62. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. St. Paul concludes thus in the first reading of today. Pain and suffering will come to every human being who employs himself in evil on the day of anger. Yes, those who fail to uphold truth and justice, who chose evil to hurt their neighbors, chose to pass judgment, condemned their neighbors, and offered no fair hearing or guarantee of mercy. This person, St. Paul says, will encounter the anger and fury of the Lord on the day of anger. On that day of anger, the psalmist says, Lord, you repay each man according to his deeds. In other words, we shall reap whatever we sow. Thus, a Christian or a man or woman who spends his time and day praying for the downfall of others will not reap in accordance with kindness. Secondly, one who desires joy in causing pain to others by insult, planned ignorance, and lies. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 18 says, he or she will reap deceptive wages. And to those who do not see their own failures, but are very conscious of the failures and faults of others, St. Paul says today, God has no favorites. He condemns that sort of behavior impartially. Therefore, the psalmist says, take refuge in God, all you people. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. If you are that man or woman who looks for an opportunity to condemn, to malign and blackmail a friend, a neighbor, a citizen, or a member of a family, of your family, now is the time to pour out your hearts. Let us pour out our hearts before God today, and let us ask Him for mercy. St. Paul reminds us today that the Lord's gifts of our new day is an exposition of His tolerance and patience, which is meant to lead us to repentance. Again, St. Paul notes in today's first reading, your stubborn refusal to repent is only adding to the anger God will have towards you on that day of anger, when He will repay each one as his works deserves. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us strive to be good today and forever. Let us prudently challenge those who lie and blackmail others. We must stand for truth, justice, and fairness. Your silence in the face of evil implicates you. Thus, let us uphold the truth. By so doing, the Lord Himself will vindicate us. In God alone is our rest. In God alone do we find help. May the Lord in His infinite mercy, the Lord who is our rock and our stronghold, may He bless us and strengthen us as we return to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.